Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. A $10,000 grant from the Lyndon Heck Howell Trust, awarded by Humanities Texas, will make it possible for Parks and Wildlife to develop a project called A New Deal for Texas that highlights the contributions of the Civilian Conservation Corps in our state.
Actually, this is a new kind of project for my division because it is a curriculum and it is aimed at 7th grade students and their teachers.
Angela Davis heads Interpretive Planning for Texas Parks and Wildlife. The project will exist in virtual reality and recount the era when unemployed young men working for the CCC toiled on conservation and construction projects in state parks.
Traditionally, my division has done exhibits that would be at a site, but we wanted to really reach out there and touch people who maybe didn't know about some of the wonderful parks in their very own backyards.
The World Wide Web seemed a good fit.
There's so much that we can do with the web format. We can stream video, we can stream audio, we're going to be able to share oral histories. We're going to be able to share period photographs of Depression-era workers building the parks. We're going to be able to share Depression-era architectural drawings. So there's things that we can layer on a website that I could never present in the park. So it's a great media for interpretation.
A New Deal for Texas will be online later this year. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.